Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. If you haven't claimed your free subscription, as over tens of thousands of women already have, I invite you head on over to subscribe to aspire.com. You know I'm all about bringing you sacred, juicy conversations about living your best life. And I am so excited because a woman that I connected with, we got about 8 or 9 years ago, you know how life circles back and you reconnect? And the moment I saw what she was up to and read her book, which we're going to talk about today, I was like, oh, yes, yes, yes. With me today is Rhoda Shapiro. And Rhoda has worked for a decade as a mindfulness and meditation teacher. She's also a tantric educator, training women to step into their power by way of meditation, movement, dance, expression, and yoga. She has facilitated women's circles and taught workshops throughout Los Angeles and in the San Francisco Bay Area. Rhoda's YouTube channel, which has amassed thousands of subscribers, features yogic practices to empower viewers. She's also the founder and editor-in-chief of the Milipitas Beat, a Silicon Valley-based newspaper. She lives in the Bay Area with her husband, Eric, and their two sons. And I want to take a moment to congratulate Rhoda because her recently released book that I have in my hands called Fierce Woman, Wake Up Your Badass Self, just came out published by Llewellyn. It's extraordinary. Rhoda, welcome. I am so excited for today's conversation.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here with you.
You know, we were just talking before we jumped on the air that we've been connected for a long time. And I have loved watching and catching up on your journey. So let's talk about that journey for a moment, because from where you were before in the work you're doing now, wow, right? So yeah. Tell us about that journey and how it organically led to this powerful, beautiful book.
Oh, man, that's a great question. I feel as if I've gone through so many changes in these last several years, and just so much has occurred. I've been wanting to write a book for a long time. Probably about a decade. And it wasn't until a few years ago when I really had that motivation and that courage to really sit down and dive in and do it. I think there were two big things really that occurred that really shifted things around for me. I had worked teaching Tantra meditation for a very long time. And about several years in, I just had this real strong calling to start working with women, just to start sitting in circle with women, to start helping women, supporting women and stepping into their power. Because, you know, all of us women have that that wisdom, you know, that inner wisdom. All of us have it. All of us know we feel that calling within that is just sort of nudging us in the direction where we need to go. But sometimes it's hard to really tune in and listen to it and to trust it. And I wanted to start working with women in this way. And I was terrified. I don't know why. I guess it's just something that I really wanted so badly. And I wanted to start my first women's circle. This was back in, I want to say 2014 that I did this, 2014, 2015. And I just went ahead and did it, as scared as I was. I had about 30 women or so from all over the world who were a part of this circle, women in Europe, women in Asia, in Africa, here in the States. I mean, it was just a beautiful group of women that showed up for this circle. And we met, we met online a couple times a month. And it was just one of the most fulfilling experiences in my life. Just being able to witness all of their strengths and all of their vulnerability, just showing up, so fully and completely each time. And then it really grew me. It grew me as a leader. It grew me into a woman who was like, okay, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to claim this and own this. I'm not going to be afraid. I can lead this. I can do this. It was a really just a big experience for me. And so at that time, it just became very clear. I started saying to myself, I can do this. I have so much to share. I have so much wisdom that I would love to put out there, and I got to start writing this book. So that was one of the big things. And the second thing was that at the end of 2015, I lost my dad. He passed away, and he had cancer. And so, like those last, I want to say, like the last several months of his life were really hard for me because I was very close to him. And I was also running the women's circle at the same time while I was supporting him and being there for him and going through that, that period, just already feeling, that loss, each and every day. And then once I lost, like once he passed away in December of 2015. And at that point, I just had experienced so much overwhelming grief. And I just, it was the first time I'd ever lost somebody that was so important to me. And then at that point, like from that place of like, I felt it was like my lowest point. I just said, I just felt that calling within, to just sit down and start writing the book. So I took about, I want to say, 6 months off of my work. I just paused all of my work, and I spent 6 straight months, healing and just going through that process and just making the space for creating and putting it out there. And so after those 6 months, that, Fierce Woman was born.
Yay.
And yes, it was
And
very
you know what?
exciting.
I'm hearing in your story, it's a story of so many women, right? Where you faced a fear of worth, right? Where you knew
Yes.
you had this gift to share, and when you had this fear of holding that first woman's circle, but your gut, your soul, the essence of who you are was like, you are meant to do this. You did it. And when you said that when you did it, you realized you wanted more and wanted to step into the leader energy. The beautiful part, and I see this time and time again with my private clients, when you step through your fear to even announce the woman's circle, you were already in your leader energy. And then
Right,
that
yes.
attract and pull these beautiful souls to you, and you gave them permission to shine.
Yes,
Right? So
yes.
it's like
It's
when a
so well
woman.
said.
This is what I love about your book, because when a woman embraces, I call it Courageous Heart, that's the title of one of the books my company's published, is when you embrace your courageous heart and face fear, because we all have them, to follow your soul's calling, haven't you found magic happens? The next step is
Oh my
revealed.
gosh. Yes, it's crazy how that happens. And then at the same time, you think, how am I going to get there? It's going to take so much effort and so much huffing and puffing. It's going to be so difficult. But then once you step into that place, it's like it's effortless, really. It just all, gets magnetized toward you.
I found that to be true too. Like you, I was afraid to start Aspire magazine 13 years ago. I had no publishing experience, no graphic design, none of that. I just had a vision in my heart to create a magazine that spoke to women and not at them. And all I did was keep taking baby steps as you did. I had no business plan, no, I'm going to, create this so I can grow a book publishing company, a radio show, and multiple other brands. That was never the plan. Let me create something from my soul that is yearning to be born. And the next steps kept unfolding. And here, 13 years later, I have five inspirational media brands. But it was never
amazing.
The plan.
Wow.
It's like you, right? When you stepped into that, holding that first woman circle, you didn't know all the amazingness and magic that was going to unfold, including this book. You just kept following the spiritual breadcrumbs.
Yes, I had no idea. And that's the whole thing. It's like, I feel like when we are trying, you know, so hard to have things look a certain way, and we have certain expectations in our mind and certain outcomes that we want to achieve, we become very clenched in the process, and it becomes hard, you know, for those gifts to come. But when we just start trusting the process and showing up and saying, okay, this is what I want, I'm just going to do it, then, like you said, it just all falls into place, and the next step reveals itself. It's magical.
It is so magical. And I want to talk about more of that when we come back from our commercial break, because there's some key words you just said. It's when we're pushing and striving to make something happen. I found, for me, as a former pusher, striver, overachiever in my 20s, 30s, and 40s, I was so lost in masculine energy because I didn't trust, I didn't allow, I didn't believe in the power of everything you and I now believe in, right? So let's talk about when we embrace our feminine energies, the magic that can happen. So I'll be back in a moment. You are listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm with Rhoda Shapiro. You can learn more at rhodashapiro.com. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Finding wholeness, forgiveness, and unconditional love for yourself and others after your heart has been wounded by betrayal is possible. Mal Duane's international bestseller, Broken Open, Embracing Heartache and Betrayal as Gateways to Unconditional Love, guides women to see that the greatest source of love is their own brilliant heart. A must-read, shares New York Times best-selling author Christy Whitman. This transformational book is about being broken open, about having your heart shattered, cracked open to its core. But although betrayal may have caused your wound, this book isn't about learning to live with those old stories. It's about letting the light stream in through the cracks in your heart, rewriting your personal love story, and looking within for the love you crave. Order your copy of Broken Open today at brokenopen-book.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations, and we're having a juicy conversation today with Rhoda Shapiro, author of Fierce Woman, Wake Up Your Badass Self. So, Rhoda, right before the break, we were talking about the energies that we always find ourselves in, right? And you acknowledge that there was a point where you used to push and strive. I That was my issue. Now all my life and business is about being in the feminine energy. And in your book, you talk about awaken the Shakti energy and to manifest your deepest vision. Let's start there. What does that mean?
Well, first of all, I experienced a lot of the same thing as well that you're talking about, just with trying so hard and striving so much, especially throughout my 20s. And when I started discovering Shakti, which is feminine energy, or, you know, that force, that feminine force within, when I actually started tuning into that energy and slowing down and just accepting what is, you know, accepting who I am, accepting where I was at, and just being in that place, then everything just started flowing. And that's the thing about Shakti. It's a very powerful creative energy that if you allow it to move through you and flow, it'll just do its thing. You know, you don't even need to be like consciously directing it, or you don't even need to, you know, like lots of times you try to control so much, of so many details and things and the way that our days and our years unfold, and we plan so much. I mean, it's great to plan ahead, of course, but there's so much also that we need to have a balance. You know, we need to step back and allow whatever needs to come through to come through, and trust that we are in the right place. So when you tune in to this feminine energy that exists in all of us, both men and women, you feel into that energy, then just this beautiful process starts to unfold within you. You know, it wakes up this certain kind of juiciness, this certain aliveness in the body and in the spirit, and in the heart, and makes us less dependent on the mind, you know, because in our society, we're so up here, we're so in our heads all of the time that we forget that there's so much more to us than that. There is so much more wisdom and experience in the body. There's so much there. If we would just turn the mind off for a second and listen to it, there's so much wisdom in the heart. You know, if we have enough courage to go there and to dive into that place. And so surrendering to that feminine force, that Shakti energy, really helps to align you to all of that, you know, to really trust that inner self and that inner wisdom.
And it's so beautiful. You know, I'm laughing because as you were speaking and started speaking about Shakti energy, I reached down to my pendant and realized I'm wearing a gift from a dear client of mine who gave me this about 4 years ago, and it's a Shakti pendant. And yeah, and she's on me right now. And I remember saying to her, I'm going to cry. It's Mel Duane, who's extraordinary. She's a beautiful soul, gave me this. And I'm getting emotional thinking of it. And I said, Mel, who is this and what does she mean? She goes, Linda, it's how I see you. You are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I wear this. If you watch a lot of my videos, it's with me from so many of my videos. And recently she just gave me a baby, a beautiful, delicate Buddha necklace. But so Shakti and Buddha are both with me right now. And as you were speaking, I reached up and felt her and said, oh, thank you, Divine.
Oh,
there
yes.
Is. Yes, so thank you, my friend Mel. I'm sure she'll be listening later. And one of the things that you said that really resonated, too, is when we're pushing and striving, right, I feel we're really disconnected from our essence. And I'll speak, that was my truth, because I was always focused that my success, my value was based on a result. It wasn't until I realized my value is based on the essence of who I am and the intention of everything I create. It doesn't matter what we create. It matters the intention behind it.
Right,
once
exactly.
I got that, my business went through the roof because I'm known for the large projects we do, from summits to book launches to my new Inspire Living University. And everyone says, how do you do it? I said, because I just honor the creation process. I honor the message. I step in. Mm-hmm. I birth it. And the moment she comes out of my, I call every project she. the moment a project is birthed through me, my role is done. The divine takes care of the results. It is not my place to worry about the results. My intention was pure. My creation method, it's like you setting your intention for writing the book and taking 6 months to do it so intentionally, right?
Yeah.
I think you, so do you feel what I'm saying? There's a difference
yes.
in energy.
Exactly. There is such a difference. And
it's
honestly,
easier. I found it's actually easier.
So much easier. It's so much easier. And when you decide, when you start to say, okay, I'm worthy. You know, I am a worthy woman, and I'm going to create from that place of a woman who knows her worth, then everything just changes. And for me, it's like when I was just focused on creating the book. I wasn't thinking beyond that. Or, you know, thinking of like, oh, yes, I want the book to do this, and I want to get this publisher, and I want to do that. I really wasn't. I was just so lost in the process and just loving every moment of the process. And literally, I'm not even kidding, when I was finished with the book after those 6 months, I basically put it away, like I put the file away, and then I just told myself, I trust that it's going to find a home. And then now I'm done. I kind of was just like, all right. And I just went back. I just went about my life. And I remember people were asking me, like, don't you want to, you know, you got to get out there. You got to start, you know, knocking on doors. You got to start talking to agents. You got to, you know, you got to write like 500 agents and then get the publishers and all this stuff. And I said, you know, I really don't, that doesn't feel good to me. I'm like, I don't want to play that game, because when I was in my 20s, I was living in Los Angeles, and I played the game of, you know, I was an actress, and I was just playing that game every day of, like, sending out my headshots, trying to get auditions, doing this and that, and putting out so much energy, you know, and not getting anything in return and just not feeling fulfilled by that process. And so I said to myself, when I finished the book, That just wasn't for me, that whole process. And I just knew inside, I trusted that whatever needed to happen with the book would happen. And literally, I want to say about 9 or 10 months later, I saw that Llewellyn was going to be in town. And, you know, I live in California, and they're out in Minnesota. And I saw that they were actually going to be at this conference, and they had a little time slot there for anyone who had a book and wanted to pitch and wanted to sit down one-on-one for like 10 minutes. And when I saw that, I said, that's
it. You knew.
Right, that's it. I said, that is my publisher right there. And
yeah, because the opportunity came.
It just came.
Organically.
It just came. And it was weird because I wasn't even supposed to be – like that weekend, I was supposed to be doing something else. We had out-of-town visitors that were coming, and they actually canceled like about 6 days before. And so I suddenly just, I don't know what happened, but that opportunity came in front of me like after that cancellation. And I said, this is meant to be. I'm supposed to show up and do this. Llewellyn is my publisher. And I literally, you know, went out there a couple of days later and sat with them and just felt so good about pitching them. And they wanted to see the manuscript. And then within 2 months, they gave me a contract. So
And I told you, it's beautiful. It's well done. And you know me, we were talking earlier. I go by the design too, right? And I'm like,
yes.
I'm happy. That's why I was so excited. I'm happy to have you on the show. We shared it in the Spire Mag's Top 10.
Oh, yes.
Inspiring book. So congratulations on that too.
I was so excited. With so many amazing books, I'm so honored to be a part of that.
I was happy. I love supporting female authors and visionaries who just have a message to share that can transform women's lives. And we're going to take our next break. When we come back, let's talk about, you share, first off, I told you this before we came on the air, you share so many amazing practices in there. That why don't we talk about some of those practices when we come back from our next break? Practices that you would recommend for a woman who wants to connect more deeply with her feminine energy.
Yeah,
so,
that sounds great.
Wonderful. And we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Rhoda Shapiro of rhodashapiro.com. Make sure you swing by there to learn all about her new book, Fierce Woman. We'll be back in a moment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
We can all use a little more peace and joy in our lives. Don't you agree? Counselor, best-selling author, and self-nurturing expert Kelly Grimes of CultivatingPeaceAndJoy.com is passionate about empowering overwhelmed and exhausted women to live with more peace, joy, and meaning through the practice of self-nurturing. Through her experience working with individuals, speaking, providing workshops, and teaching professional and leadership development to forward-thinking organizations, Kelly knows that nurturing peace in the world begins from the inside out. That's why she created the free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app that brings you beautiful self-nurturing reminders, guided meditations, empowering practice tools, and daily prompts with an inspiring question to guide your daily self-nurturing practice. Download your free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app today at cultivatingpeaceandjoy.com.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. Welcome back. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Rhoda Shapiro, author of Fierce Woman, Wake Up Your Badass Self. I just love saying that because every time I read you the title of your book, this sassy mama voice takes over.
Yes.
Yeah, I love the vibe and energy. So I was just sharing, and throughout your book, you have these beautiful practices, right? And are you led to share any right now, any certain ones? What's coming through,
yes.
My friend?
Yes. Okay. There's one that I really want to share, one that I think is just so easy to do and just comes so naturally to women and to our bodies, is the practice of, I call it this, it's like a circle dance. So making circles in the body, you know, turning on some music, you know, something that just makes you feel alive and sexy and powerful, and then just really getting lost in it through making circles in the body. So this looks like, you know, making neck circles, circling the arms, circling the chest and the hips, the waist, even the legs. And the idea with this is that, you know, that symbol of the circle is so powerful, especially for women, because embedded within us is just that connection to cycles, the cycles of life, you know, of birth, of death, of rebirth. And we are just so infinitely powerful, you know, with that ability to give life. And so making circles in the body allows us to reconnect with our power as women, with our connection to cycles and to just that idea of birthing You know, whether it's an idea, birthing an idea to life, birthing a baby out into the world, birthing our visions out into the world. It's a really, really powerful practice. And a lot of women that I work with really enjoy that one. So I really wanted to share that one.
Well, I wanted to tell you, I'm standing here and I was doing hip circles as you're talking, and I'm like, oh my God, if someone walks by the window right now, like, what is she doing? But I love that because I believe, too, that circle of life, right? It's this beautiful energy that keeps on giving. And, you know, in the book, yeah, I think in resources, I got to check one thing. I got the book right in front of me. What do you call the, self-care, badass self-care ritual, right? When I read that,
yes.
I giggled. I'm like, yes. And this one that I actually have open is called Badass Self-Care Rituals for the Mind, like how to prepare for the exercise, during the exercise. And as I shared off air, that's powerful that you share the actual exercises and processes, because for us to transform from our inner self, right, and which means our outer world will change, we can't just be told what to do. We kind of got to be guided, and that's what your book is. It's almost like it's like a sacred guide.
Exactly. And all of us are going to be experiencing this in different ways, right? When we do this. So I really wanted to allow, you know, just have each woman experience that process on her own and really see what comes up. Because all of us are just going to have different feelings, different emotions, different images that pop up in the mind, different things that are just going to reach out and inspire us. You know, whether that's to take action or to just, you know, recall something that helps to make us feel good, whatever it is. That's what I wanted to do, just really allow for that openness with each exercise and to be able to trust, right, to trust that process and to know that whatever comes up for you is meant to be and is the right way.
Well, for me, it's like an empowerment guide, because you're not telling women how to feel. You're saying, let's help you tap into your own feelings. Like, basically,
exactly.
Like, you don't need Rhoda to tell you or anyone else. Let's give you the tools. And that's
right.
What I felt like in the book. It was like you were being a loving guide to the women
so
who read your book.
That comes across. I'm so happy.
Oh, that's how I felt. And it
was
like
my intention.
Yeah, it's like you're guiding them back to the truth of who they are. Because I believe, and I notice this in the work that I do with clients in the world, so many women, and I've been there, we become disconnected from the truth of who we are, right? We believe
yeah.
we are the labels that we exist in the world as, and we're not the labels. And
right.
So I feel like your book is bringing them back home to themselves.
Oh, thank you so much. Like, yes.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny is, are you still doing all your circles and stuff, right? You're in the in-person circles?
Yeah.
Are you more virtual now? Tell some our listeners.
Well, now I've, with having the book out there now, I've started doing circles. And so I kind of like have taken these couple years to work one-on-one with a lot of women. So lately it has been like one-on-one, just helping, you know, women clients to go deeper. And then now I'm feeling like the energy again, like pulling women together in circles and also having all of my exercises, you know, together here in one place in the book is so exciting to me. And it's just so powerful having all that there. So, I'm actually going on a little tour during these next few months I'm in the Bay Area right now. I'm in California, but I'll be going out to like Central California, to you know, the Los Angeles area. I have something planned in like wine country. I'm going out to Austin, Texas, and the East Coast as well.
So are you doing book signings or circles or a combination?
Yes, I'm doing I'm doing a lot of workshops, and I'm also doing a lot of what I call fierce women circles, you know, where we come together to breathe and to dance and meditate and things like that. And then And then afterward, for people who are interested in the book, you know, to have an opportunity to talk about the book and do signings. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, you should be, because that's how you're going to transform lives. The more people that read the book and feel your intention in it, gives them permission. And I think, too, your backstory. And when you share it, it's like all of us. And I want to say to our listeners, wherever you are on your path is the perfect place that you're meant to be right now. You all know my story as a welfare mom, runaway, queen of self-sabotage, high school dropout. Your past does not define your future. Your current thoughts and actions do, right? And tapping into your energy and reading books like Fierce Woman, Wake Up Your Badass Self, of a woman like Rhoda, who's gone through her journey and then shares her wisdom, right? Like, to me, that's why I do what I do. It's like bringing women together to let them know they're not alone on this journey, that the power's within them, and there's plenty of beautiful resources out there to support them in rediscovering themselves.
Yes, so true. I just want to say that I love the work that you're doing, Linda. It's amazing and it's powerful, and it's much needed on this planet, so thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm so grateful. I mean, we've been connected and follow each other 8 or 9 years now, and, you know, in the online world, that means a lot when someone stays connected to your heart and your message, so thank you, too.
Yeah.
It's a love fest, everybody. We're having a love fest right now. You're all part of it, so we're radiating our love right back out to you. But, you know, every guest I have on the show, Rhoda, including yourself, we're passionate, right? We're doing this spiritual transformational work that we're doing in the world because for us, there is nothing else. It's like this is like, this is my mission. This isn't a job. It would probably be easy if we all just went and got jobs, right? But when it's a calling and a mission, it's something within you that, and it's, I think it too, I'll speak for myself, is a desire to serve. And that's what my whole media platform is about, is let my media platform serve women by bringing them the content that inspires them to live their best lives, right? So that's my mission. Yours is the Fierce Woman and the Fierce Woman Circles and empowering women to waken up to their Shakti energy. So I just... It's just, to me, I get all giddy because it's like you can feel the energy shift in the last 6 months.
I'm the same, too. Yeah. No, I hear you. I'm the same, too. And it's like sometimes you almost feel like you're getting away with something, don't you? Because you're like, oh, my gosh, I love this. I love what I'm doing so much. it's so just powerful, and it's so exciting every day to, you know, to be putting this message out there and to be working with women but sometimes it's like it's too good to be true.
Well, you know what I think, too, is we want it because we feel so fulfilled and are living intentionally and found our joy. We want that for every woman that we know. So that's like part of what fuels my mission. I'm sure that's what fuels your mission.
Yes.
So when a woman discovers her essence and can bring it to the world, I believe it's our duty, actually, to make a difference in the lives of others. Like, who are we to hoard whatever our wisdom and knowledge is? And that goes for everyone. Like, if you know how to sew really well, and, you know, you don't have to be in the spiritual personal development world. I'm talking about whatever your gifts are. Maybe you're a great baker.
Right.
Share those darn gifts. Teach someone else or donate cakes to a shelter. Mm-hmm. We all have gifts. So I just wanted to say that because there is no gifts over another, right? We all have gifts.
Exactly. We all have gifts. Yeah, no, that's what's so exciting about this, you know, this whole process. Just seeing women step into their power and really just own who they are and be able to fully shine and share those gifts. It's just so exciting to witness that.
And it's so, for me, is, I don't know, it's fulfilling. I'm 57 now. I have beautiful grandchildren. One's 19 years old. The other's 7 and a half. And I look at that, those, their generations growing, I'm like, this is my legacy, is making a difference in the world in my unique way. And because when I look at them, it's like whatever I can do to raise the vibe of the world and empower and support women, then, oh, yeah, baby, I'm doing it.
Oh, I love that. I feel the same exact way.
Well, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the wisdom that you want every woman to know. And we can talk more about that in our last segment, because I also noticed there's some juicy pages of affirmations in here. And I'm an affirmation girl. So we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Rhoda Shapiro of rhodashapiro.com, author of the recently released Fierce Woman, Wake Up Your Badass Self. We'll be back in a moment.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic record reading.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Rhoda Shapiro, and we've been talking about not just her new book, Fierce Woman, but about women owning their truth, their value, their worth, and doing the work to uncover whatever it may be that is stopping, preventing you from shining. So in the work that you've been doing with circles and writing this book, and plus your own journey, what are some pieces of wisdom that you've discovered on the journey that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think one of the things, one of the most important things is to that sense of the sacred, knowing the sacred as you, you know, for women to know that their bodies are sacred, you know, and perfect and whole and complete just the way they are, knowing that everything that they are is sacred. That I know that sounds so simple and so basic, but just
carrying that wisdom within and moving, you know, into the world with that wisdom, acting from that knowing of yourself as sacred, speaking from that knowing of yourself as sacred, you know, going about your relationships with your knowing of yourself as sacred, you know, doing everything in life, you know, with work and with your responsibilities and moving with that knowledge, really has the power to transform everything. Because once you start really knowing yourself as sacred, then you really truly start getting in there with really aligning to your worth, you know, of who you are, wholly and completely. And that, the way that works is it has this beautiful effect of rubbing off on everything around you. So then as you embody that wisdom of yourself as sacred and that knowing, that deep inner knowing, and you act in the world from that place, then I just feel you're able to make such a tremendous impact, because then you really start showing up as yourself. Because we forget that, you know, we forget that we are a divine being. We lose touch with that knowledge. You know, we get so caught up in our day-to-day responsibilities and maybe some of the things that might be challenging us, and we forget. So I feel like having that in you as that foundation, moving through the world from that place, really has the power to transform your every moment, and also the people around you, because then you start seeing everything else. I mean, this just naturally starts happening. You start seeing everything and everyone else in your life as such, as sacred, right?
Because, yes.
You know, because if you are that, right, if you are sacred, then everything outside of you must be. Then every relationship must be, every person in your life must be, you know, whether it's a person that you just cross on the street or it's somebody that you are very intimately connected to, everything is. And then once it starts leaking out, you know, into the world around you, you start really experiencing that and really embodying it, then just magical things start to happen. Things just magically start to fall in place. Feelings of well-being, you know, energy, joy are just something that just are there naturally within you. And you don't, you get into this place where you stop looking for things. You start looking for things outside of yourself to fulfill, you know, you. You stop looking for, okay, like what can I do or get or experience or have or blah, 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 you know, to be able to feel happy. You don't rely upon that anymore, because you have this sacredness within and around you. And that is what holds you, and that is what motivates and inspires you each day, and makes you feel just that sense of connection with everything and everyone around you.
It's so powerful, because as you were speaking, I was thinking back. There was years, decades of my life, probably mostly the 20s and 30s, that the thought of being by myself, even for 15 minutes, I was one of those 5 iced coffees a day mediums with like extra sugar, going 100 miles an hour, 14 hours a day. When I got on the spiritual transformational path and started to heal that, I remember saying, now I know what that was about, Lynn. You didn't see your own worth and sacredness, that you felt that you had to win, you know, all the business awards I won back then and all the accolades, because as you said, I didn't value my own worth, so I looked outside myself for the validation, which means I was always going, searching for the next validation of my worth. That cycle almost killed me at 40 with a mini stroke, so that was my catalyst. But my other catalyst is knowing I was raising, my daughter's 35 now, so I got on the journey when she was 7, is looking down at her at 7 years old, which as I'm saying this, I'm realizing my granddaughter's 7, so next generation. Wow. Remember looking at her saying, would I want this for her? No.
Yeah.
And I stepped on the path because I believe women are the nurturers of the next generation. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be a mother to be the nurturer of the next generation. I just believe we owe it to ourselves to heal our sacred worth, our self-worth, to heal whatever wounds keep us from owning our value. so that we can end the cycle of the generations.
Yes.
Have you found that in your work, too, that when the woman heals, the family heals? This is not just for us when we do this work.
No, it is not. It is not. It rubs off on everyone around you. And I truly feel that, what you're saying about the generations. I mean, I feel like when we're healing, you know, all of our stuff and we're stepping into our worth, then we are doing that work, you know, for our ancestors as well. And we're, you know, because we are connected, you know, we're connected to all of them throughout all this time. And so we're really healing, you know, the all these generations.
And it's so funny that, you know, now McKenna, like we call her on social media because I don't use her real name on social media. We call her hashtag Little Goddess. like I can see in her eyes she owns her worth. But it makes you just, if you can't do it for yourself, do it for your family. Like I'll be honest, I didn't have enough self-worth at the time, 28 years ago, to do the inner work because I didn't value myself. So if I didn't have a child at that time, I may have never started my healing journey because I didn't value myself enough to believe I deserved it. So she was my catalyst. And then once I started the journey and started to heal the self-worth wounds, then I was like, oh, I am on fire. I want to heal. I want to feel my truth. So for every woman who may be listening right now as we're coming to a close, who may say, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I'm worthy. I get it. I so get it. I carried that wound for a long time. And Rhoda and I are here to tell you, you are worthy. You're beautiful just as you are. And when you embrace, I'll use Rhoda's words, you know, your badass, fierce woman self, it begins a new journey for you. Any last words of wisdom as we come to a close, Rhoda?
Here's something that I would want to share as we come to a close. Everything you said was so beautiful. I was just feeling that, and I was like, yes. And also, I wanted to share something that I say every day to myself to start the day. You know, because we're all busy, right? Sometimes it's hard to, like I said, it's hard to remember that we are sacred, that we are worthy. It's hard to align to that when we're so caught up in our day-to-day lives. But something that I do that I find is very powerful for me is when I get up in the beginning of the day, I'll try to, you know, take some quiet time and meditate. But some days I can't just because of what the day demands. There's so much going on. So there's always this one consistent thing that I'll do that's very simple. I just get quiet and I say the words. Very softly aloud, I am sacred, I am holy, I am divine, and just feeling into the heart space so that the heart can align to those words. And then I just take a moment and then I say, all are sacred, all are holy, all are divine. And it's just a great way. Yeah,
I could feel it.
Start the day. Yeah, right?
I could feel that you were calling it in for yourself, but that you were also sending it back out so all could feel it.
Yes. And it's a great way to get yourself, like, just into your body and knowing your worth and your divinity, and then also knowing the world as, you know, as a safe, beautiful, and holy place as well, and stepping out into it, you know, with that knowing.
It's a beautiful piece of wisdom to leave our listeners with. And I want to invite everyone, take a moment right now to go to rhodashapiro.com, order a copy of Fierce Woman, Wake Up Your Badass Self, and give yourself that gift. And what I want to say, thank you. I am so glad that we've been connected and remain connected.
Thank you.
I love watching the work you're doing in the world. So thank you for being here.
Oh my gosh, I love watching all you do. You are amazing. So thank you so much. I mean, thank you so much for having me here today and for all of the work that you do for women in the world. It's very inspiring.
Thank you, my beautiful friend. And everyone, I want to invite you to tune in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for the Inspired Conversation Show. You can also catch the replay on iTunes and all podcast platforms. Until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.